I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maggie. Happy birthday to you.
You know, people ask what they should be doing during the birthday song, but I think that I handled that perfectly.
I think you did too. So,
those of you who weren't watching, I just had a lot of hand movements, mm-hmm. like pointing at myself and putting my hands under my chin and looking towards the ceiling. I mean, I think that's what you do. I did it.
You did it. You did all the things. It's Maggie's birthday episode. Woo!
Maggie's birthday 2020. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking a lot about how 4 years ago, I just wanted to cancel my birthday after the election. I did not want to do birthday.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that way this time.
Right. Woo. What a great birthday present.
Yeah. Although the call for Biden was made on Saturday and Allison Burns was like, what a great wedding present.
Right. Yeah. I was not paying attention to that stuff on Saturday. Like, you know, I knew a bunch of states were outstanding and I was just like, I've been watching it for 2 days. I'm not going to watch it. And I have a real bad case of FOMO now. Cause like the world exploded and everyone started celebrating. Like it was like people just driving down the streets, going about their lives, hearing the announcement or reading it in their cars while they're driving. And the world just exploded with glee. People started hooping and hollering on the streets and their cars beeping, singing. And there's like video of all this. And yeah. But it wasn't just in the US. It was literally around the world. And I don't think that has ever happened.
Around the world.
One, when an American president is elected, but two, like, any world leader is elected. I've never experienced that to have such a poor leader that the rest of the world is like, woo, you finally got your shit together. Thank God. Like, I mean, I'm sure we'll do the same when Boris gets out of the UK because he's like Trump Jr.
Yeah.
Like literally a mini Trump. Everyone hates him there. I don't even know how he got elected. But yeah, like that's what a hot piling steaming mess Trump is.
I went to the track to try to run on Saturday. Really struggled.
Like the high school track?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to increase my speed and I had to do like 400 yard sprints.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the middle of my second one of those sprints, I was like, I hate this. This is really awful. I'm having a hard time. There's teenage girls here and my fat ass is huffing and puffing my way around this track and I don't feel good about myself.
And that's basically sprinting a whole track lap, right?
Yes, it's a whole
track
lap.
A track is 400 yards because you do the 4x4 race, which is 100 yard sprints for each person.
Right.
Yeah, which is what Brooke does, Margo's daughter. You're not even old lady yet. Stop it.
Bork, bork, baby.
She's like barking at the most random things. Like,
so, I
heard a bug drop and I'm going to bark at it.
So anyway, that was Saturday and I was like, I hate myself and that went poorly. I'm going to Taco Bell. And
like you do.
Yeah. Who hasn't done that? Anyone who hasn't done that, you can't listen to this anymore.
Right.
We're not, but I was saying, you are not our people. If you haven't shame eaten Taco Bell because of your failures, then I don't know why you're listening to us, because you don't understand the kind of lives that we live. Shannon's laughing.
I'm dying so hard. Jesus Christ, that's awesome. I need to remember this and pull that clip out, because that was like gold that needs to go on a fucking t-shirt. Oh my gosh. Oh my Jesus. So we have a new projected president-elect.
Yeah, we have a...
Now the states have to certify and verify their counts, which could mean a few recounts just to make sure. And I think California has the last certified by date, which is December 12th. And then the Electoral College will take all those certifications and make their decision on the 14th. And then Congress will confirm the elected president on January 5th. So typically a person concedes by now, but we're going to eat all this scenery up. We're going to eat it all up between now and then. So, which we all knew, because Trump is a narcissistic baby.
Honestly, though, I am totally fine with him being in complete denial.
Yeah.
And not deliberately throwing tantrums and fucking shit up.
It just it makes the confirmation all that much more sweeter. So, and I have absolutely no problem with taking all this time. And quite frankly, we should take all this time to begin with and not call presidencies the night of an election, because like shit isn't done being counted yet. So,
I mean, they like the places, what do you call those things?
The
news stations, right? Yeah. Like the news people. They all want to get the scoop, right? Like they all want to be first. So they use mathematical projections in order to do that before the counts.
Has your boyfriend slept yet?
I hope so.
It's been a week. Has he slept yet?
He started looking real rough on like Thursday.
He was on TV for like 3 days straight. They started forcing him to take breaks.
Yeah. And they were like, did you have a nice break or whatever? And he goes, well, now I'm real far behind. Like he didn't even want to. He just wanted them to like coke him up and let him keep going.
Just coke me up, Jim. Just coke me up. Let me go.
Yeah. He's gay. And you know, I follow a ton of gay Twitter because I'm a gay man at heart. And gay Twitter was like, I hope someone bones Steve Kornacki good. He deserves it. He deserves a good deep dickin'.
I am sure a few straight men would love to bone him just like for that effort. So
if
Ralph Garman had a big of a man crush on him as you do, like he'd be up for that. Yeah. Steve deserves it. Come over here, Steve. Let me give you a good boning.
Like flexible or straight curious. I'm right. Just saying I'm here.
Yeah. You had strap-ons. You can give him a good bone in.
I'd bone him so good. I would totally bone Steve Kornacki. I keep opening my phone to look for my list and I was like, I don't even need a list. I'm gonna wing it. And I'm like, where's my fucking list?
So lots of positive things. I have like been crying happy hysterical tears randomly. I feel like a weight has been lifted.
Oh shit. The whole reason I was telling the Taco Bell story was to say that I missed it. I missed the announcement because I was trying to run at the track and failed running at the track. I went to Taco Bell and I found out that it had been called because I got a text message in the girl group text from Elena. So that was how I found out.
I don't even remember. It was later in the day. Like I was just back on stuff. So yeah.
And then I decided to go to Plum Market to get stuff for my birthday cake. And while I was at Plum Market, I bought myself a can of wine.
Yes, you did.
Celebrating, goddammit.
There you go.
Can of wine.
Should I read this on the podcast? I will read. Remind me to read you something later. Okay.
I'll try.
Like I want to remember to read you something that a conservative wrote about this.
Oh, I've got one.
My sister sent it to me. It's from a relative. My sister took a screenshot and sent it to me. And Jenny was like, what the fuck? And even I was just like, what?
All right. This one is a screenshot that I took.
Planet do you live on?
I've been mocking her endlessly.
Who are you mocking?
My mom's cousin.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. The super ultra Christian conservative one. Yeah.
That's the one. She wrote, how do we resolve, only she spelled resolve wrong. She spelled it resolve. That software in 33 states that flipped Trump votes to Biden.
Well, they were counted wrong to begin with.
What?
Yeah, there was some sort of computer glitch, and 33 states do use the same software. Michigan caught it and re-ran the ballots, and it flipped a few counties to Biden.
Yeah.
So that did happen, but who's to say, like that's reality is perceived by the one who, perception is reality by the one who perceives it. So if those votes were for Biden to begin with, but given to Trump, and then a mistake was discovered, and then they quote unquote flipped to Biden, like,
right,
they were his to begin with.
Like the software.
The software did it magically. No, those ballots had to be rerun and recounted. So I follow a TikToker in Muskegon County where that actually did happen. So they noticed an irregularity in how the votes were being counted. And this is overall, like, it probably wasn't even the president. It was probably something else caught their eye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, that looks weird. Like, maybe someone was running unopposed and got zero votes. Oh, that looks weird. Like, that's they should at least have one vote for themselves, right? Let's take a look at this. Like, we don't know what caused the inquiry to be like, oh, let's look and see why this looks weird.
Right.
So, anyway, there could be a recount. I think Georgia is in the margin to seek a recount. But as other people have pointed out in the past, when there's recounts, generally, the other person usually only gets a few hundred more votes.
Correct.
It's not going to swing 4 million votes.
Correct.
Sorry. Stacey Abrams worked real hard in Georgia. She got 80,000 unregistered voters. 800,000 unregistered voters registered herself, her and her team, and her organization that she founded 4 years ago to make this happen today.
I think it was two.
Mandy Patinkin has been on TikTok for a month trying to get people voting, and he volunteers. He does call banks.
Aww.
And so he himself personally helped people fix their voter registration, so they made sure they were registered in the right district and go into the right places. So there was a ton of boots on the ground to make sure people were registered correctly and went to the right polling places. Because if not, you're just going to run around town going different places trying to figure it out.
I was just double checking. She did it 2 years ago. So it was in 2018 that she lost the governor's race because she was running against Brian Kemp, who was the, at that time, current Secretary of State or Attorney General or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some like fuckery to fuck with, like he dumped voter rolls in black areas. Like he acted like a little fucknut. And basically stole the election from her.
Yeah.
By pulling voter suppression stuff.
Oh, you want to do that?
You want to play this game?
I'll fix it so you can never do that again.
I will step up and I will play your bullshit game and I will win it.
Yeah. I'm the type of vindictive woman like that too. Oh, is that how we're playing? Okay. Well, this is how I'm going to retaliate.
Yeah.
And I'm going to fix it so that this never happens again to anyone. So oh,
yeah, she's great. And actually I kept thinking about, like, as she's been getting these acknowledgments about your friend who was like, she's been vying for this VP slot. She hasn't been doing anything the last 2 years. And I was like, so it turns out Stacey Abrams is doing a lot the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
yeah. So it's just been really great to see, like, Kamala become VP and just having a articulate, sane person who can speak full sentences and not make everything about himself address our country. And so, I mean, I didn't look into their policies before because, like, I don't give a fuck at this point. Go ahead. Do whatever the fuck you want. You're not going to turn us into Nazi Germany. You're going to treat us with decency. So now is the time to kind of look into their policies, see what they want to do. But I don't even think Biden was really running on any hard policies. His policy was like anyone but Trump.
He has put out a lot of, like, things and plans and stuff. Like, he has said shit.
Yes. But so there are comparisons of their tax programs out on the internet. Everyone lower and middle class is complaining, oh, my taxes are going to go up. I'm like, assholes, no, they're not. Do you make over $500,000 a year, Maggie?
I do not.
You do not? No. Okay. So I assure you, your taxes are not going up.
Furthermore,
they're going to stay the same.
I would prefer that they went back down, actually. They went up with Trump's tax plan.
Yes, our taxes went up, which my husband tried to argue with me that they didn't. And I was like, I do the taxes. I know exactly what we're paying. And our tax percentage went up with Trump. And our deductions went down. And our credits went down. So we are, not only are we paying more taxes, but we're getting less refunds. And now, guess what, Maggie? I quit my business.
Yeah.
So now we're going to start owing taxes again. The days of reproducing and getting a $10,000 tax refund check are long gone. And I miss that fucking boat.
I said something about, you know, owning my own business and my taxes going up. And some stranger on Reddit basically goes, oh, are you a sole proprietor in the service industry? And I was like, yes, I am. So the fact that this stranger on Reddit could guess my situation proves to me that I was not some, like, fluke, you know?
Right.
Like I said, I owned my own business and my taxes went up. And he goes, oh, you're a sole proprietor in the service industry?
Yes.
Oh,
because Trump's tax breaks were literally put in there for the top 1% and large corporations. And the rest of us are footing the bill. And so people think just because a Democrat's in power that taxes are going to go back up and Trump has done all this amazing stuff. And I'm sitting here all like, then you motherfuckers don't pay attention to your taxes.
Yeah.
Like, you're not paying attention at all if you think he was good for your wallet, because he wasn't. So he might have been good for interest rates and banks, and I still don't understand that. Like, how the fuck does someone in power affect something that is unrelated to them? I absolutely do not think presidents should get credit for, like, unemployment either. They're not out there creating jobs. Like, corporations are creating jobs.
I think that I agree with that. I think that people, like, how much people tie the economy to presidents is wild.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that much influence. Like,
are you an economist? Do you have a PhD in political science? All right, then shut the fuck up. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. You know? And then when it comes to COVID, are you an epidemiologist? You have an MD after your name.
Speaking of which, Ben Carson, MD, got COVID.
Awesome.
From the, like, Trump
parties. One of the parties in
election week, whatever. So this brain surgeon who I assure you wore a mask when he did brain surgery. I promise you that he did. There is no way that that man, unconjoined conjoined twins in an 18-hour surgery and wasn't wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no fucking way that happened. And that ding dong, that fucking medical doctor went to an event with Trump people, not wearing a fucking mask, and caught COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy of errors.
Speaking of, big announcement out of Pfizer.
Yeah.
Who did not take any federal money that was offered up back in April and May. 100% has funded their own COVID research without federal aid. And as part of the big study with AstraZeneca and major universities across the United States doing a clinical study on COVID vaccine. And they have enrolled over 43,000 people at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know the protocol. So some people would have gotten a vaccine. Some people would not have gotten a vaccine. Like, they would have gotten a placebo and there would be a control group. So out of those 43,000 people and whatever the protocols were, only 94 got COVID. So I don't know what the protocols are. I don't know if they were like, we're giving you this shot. It could be like, we're giving you the shot. Now go out and about not wearing a mask, not washing your hand. Like, I don't know if those were their instructions or not. I haven't read the study. So that's a 90% effective rate.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Yeah.
Unheard of. So even I'm like dubious. I'm like, what you got going over there, buddy? the measles.
I tried to wait.
The measles vaccine is as effective as well. So
Pence tried to be like, we did this, and Pfizer was like, fuck you, no, you did not.
Yep. So yep, super glad. Like, a president should not get credit for that. Like, fuck you. One, you had nothing to do with that.
Right.
And two, you didn't fund it.
Right.
And
right. I mean, that's another one of those things of like presidents trying to take like,
well, yeah, because people were like, oh, no, Biden's going to get the credit for curing COVID. I'm like, no, motherfuckers, like, use your brain. Pfizer's going to get credit. So I hope you all have Pfizer stock, which my aunt's family does. So my aunt married into a wealthy family who does nothing but invest their riches in stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the last remaining, like, patriarchal family head. No, there's two left. So there's, like, you know, grandma, and she had kids. And so grandpa and grandma are gone, and she left everything to her children. And there's two children. And then one of the brothers is older, and like, he's a bachelor. He doesn't have any kids. So all his wealth is going to his niece and nephew, which is my uncle and his sister.
Mm-hmm.
He has over 93,000 stocks in Pfizer.
Oh my gosh.
Bitch is about to get a payday. Jesus Christ. So anyway. So yes, it is a good day in America, but we have a lot of work to do. We have a lot of healing to do. We just got out of a very abusive gaslighting relationship, and mm-hmm. we have to, if we want to, we don't have to, but if we want to, we have to heal relationships with each other and move forward. So
yeah,
and continue to question authority and push the envelope when it comes to our government and the decisions that are being made, because I'm still tired of old crusty white men making all the decisions.
Yeah,
you know,
if
retirement age is 65 in this country, all those motherfuckers should retire out of Congress at 65.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to lose some goodies like Elizabeth and Bernie? Yeah, but get the fuck out. Make way for newer and younger people who have the energy to change the world.
They all want power.
Yes.
That's what they want.
But even like the ones that are older, like there could be some sort of apprenticeship program where, like, so Elizabeth ages out at 65, but she mentors her replacement and helps train them, you know, for maybe another, you know, cycle or two. You know, there could be programs put in place to, so that it's not like the blind leading the blind, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Which honestly, blind people still do a really great job leading each other. So I'm not using that term to disparage against blind people, because they do just fine
they
on their own.
Do know what's up. Never mind.
Like, you're right. Yeah. It's like comparing Trump to a four-year-old. I'm like, I don't know. A four-year-old knows what's going on. I don't think he does. Oh, and don't get me started on those, you know, with Downs. Like, they know what's up. Mm-mm. Don't be using the R word, because they're smart cookies. Anyway, so I had a crazy zombie dream last night.
Tell me.
Fucking hate zombie dreams, man, because, you know, they fuck up your whole night. So first of all, I had insomnia. So I was just like up and wide awake till like 3 a.m. So I forced myself to go to bed at 3, knowing I have to get up at 7. So I'm all like comfy and cozy in my bed, and I fall asleep. And what feels like an hour later, I wake up because I've had like a bad, crazy zombie dream with fast zombies. You know how crazy, like, fast zombie dreams are. Like, they're horrible. Yeah.
Yes.
So I get up and I go to the bathroom and I come back to bed and I'm like, all right, brain, like, I know we're going to have more zombie dreams, but it'd be really great if you didn't. So let's go back to bed. And I continue to have zombie dreams, but the setting has changed to more of like an outdoorsy type of setting where we are preppers. Like, the zombies are outside this perimeter where we are. If we make any sudden noises, movements, you know, sounds, they'll become aware of us and come in and get us. So these are like slow to medium moving zombies. But like this camp, this area we're at, is full of friends and family now. In the previous scenario, it was just like me, Catherine, and Scott, like trying to get away from zombies, and we kept getting caught every time because they're fucking fast zombies. So that was that next dream was just like, it kept going on repeat, like two or three times of trying to prep and pack, and we can only carry what we can wear and whatever we can fit in this one bag, and we gotta go, like, we gotta start hiking, we gotta start walking, we gotta start like migrating with people away from the zombies before they figure out we're migrating and leaving. So
yeah,
fucking I hate zombies.
I'm sorry. That is,
so I'm sure it means something. I should Google it. If anyone knows what zombie dreams mean, give me a holler. I'm sure it has something to do with change, like uncertainty or stress or
something,
you know,
something like
that. I do have a lot of stress at work right now. A lot of things are moving and changing and coming at us at a fast pace, at an uncontrollable fast pace. So that was probably a work dream. Fucking zombie work dream.
Well, when we were discussing politics, we didn't discuss the best thing that happened this week. The Four Seasons.
Oh, yes. I was like, Mitch McConnell got reelected. Like, if we were going to steal any election, it'd be that one.
Truly. Truly. The fact that there are...
Biden can't get shit done with Mitch McConnell still in charge.
The fact that there are literally millions of people out there who think that the presidential election was stolen by the Democrats, but we just let Susan Collins and Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell keep their jobs.
Right.
That's utterly ludicrous. There's no way that that would have happened.
Yeah.
If we had the capacity to do that.
Yeah, it definitely would have been Mitch's seat for sure. I'd happily commit voter fraud for Amy McGrath to get that seat.
Right.
Happily. Oh my God. Even think about it twice.
The guy who did Seuss's voice on Gravity Falls called the fraud line. Like, it's the main guy. And he was like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw I saw a voter fraud, and the guy was wearing a black and white shirt and a purple cape, and he looked like a burglar, and he went, meh, 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 and he had a lot of hamburgers with him.
Oh, shut up.
The guy who did Susan, like, you could tell that the person was so annoyed. Kyle posted that on Facebook, and I was like, did he just set this up or did he do it for real? And then he called again and did Stan Pine's voice, and you could tell that the lady was fully annoyed. So he was prank calling the voter fraud lines as characters from Gravity Falls.
That is both funny and not cool at the same time.
I know. I agree completely.
But we're still going to giggle about it.
Right, exactly. So, the Four Seasons.
Right. So, when you have a presidential type of...
Side
press conference.
Shannon, if you were a presidential aide, this is what you would do.
It is not. I know the difference between the Four Seasons Hotel and the Four Seasons Landscaping Company. Thank you very much. Because you know why? Because I would have looked that shit up. I'm wagging my finger at Maggie that no one can see. Wag, 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 wag. I would have looked that shit up on my Google Maps and I would have read Four Seasons Landscaping Company. Because also pictures fucking come up. And I would have been like, oh, no, that's not a hotel. That's a building in an industrial area. Where the fuck is the hotel?
Yeah.
I would have never done that.
Well, I mean, I was just joking because you book wrong things and book wrong dates and stuff.
I do pull a Shannon on other things, but event planning is generally not one of those.
No, I actually don't. I agree. I don't think that that is the type of mistake you would make. I was just making fun of the fact that you do that. But
like, who isn't using Google Maps on their phone to see that shit? Like, could you pull out a goddamn Yellow Pages? Were you looking in a paper book? I mean, even in a paper book, it's still going to say landscaping.
Yeah.
Did you ask Siri to make that shit? Did you ask Siri to make that call? Siri, call the Four Seasons, and it called the landscaping company? Who then would have answered Four Seasons Landscaping.
Yeah, I literally, like, I have so many questions. I want to know how this all went down, like, so bad. Like, the details here. So, I did see a screen grab from something where it was like, yeah, we thought it was a joke, the people at Four Seasons Landscaping being like, we thought it was a prank until people started showing up.
Oops.
So, they just, like, rolled with it. And then I saw another thing where they're like, yeah, we thought that it was fine because like this area is like secure and fenced off. So they just rolled with it.
Oh, bless them.
It was
bless your heart.
It was right in between a sex toy shop and a
crematorium. Jesus Christ. I didn't think it could get any better.
I know.
Like, a landscaping company called the Four Seasons was good enough. And then that building was all of a sudden between a crematorium and a sex toy shop.
Also, apparently the workers at the sex toy shop had been getting phone calls all day by people asking if Rudy Giuliani was there.
Is he known to frequent those establishments?
Well, he just got like called out in the Borat movie being a perv.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, people were riding on that.
Right.
If somebody wrote that in a story, I would be like, that's too unbelievable.
Right?
Because the president's people would never do that.
Right? Because we just worked through it. How that would never happen.
There's so many checks and balances in place.
Already built in. Like, legit. Like, I can't get over the Google Maps thing because that's actually where I go to find shit. If I'm in a city, like, that's where I go. So I'm going to go to Google Map. I'm in Philadelphia, so my shit's on. My tracking shit's on. And I type in Four Seasons, enter. You get a list. And then you click on those businesses and there's fucking pictures.
Yeah.
You really think the Four Seasons Hotel is going to be a grass green cement building? Or is it going to be something a little more prettier? Probably with an awning and glass windows from floor to ceiling. Maybe a little valet guy standing out front and with a fancy car. You're right. There are too many checks and balance systems, even built into your phone, to fuck this up.
Right. And then, like, And what's his face? Was it Giuliani? Who, I don't remember which person at this current juncture did this, but was just like, yeah, no, this was on purpose. Like, they can't even admit when they messed something up. I know. It's wild.
We were supposed to have a special guest tonight. We were going to have Maggie Two was going to be on.
Yeah.
She hasn't messaged me at all. She must have got hung up doing something.
I know. I wanted Maggie Two to be here for my birthday party.
So what are you doing for your birthday this year?
I am going to visit Joseph and Ashley over the weekend. So my birthday's Thursday. So hopefully you guys, Shannon will be magic. We'll process this quickly and we'll post it on my real birthday, which is Thursday, November 12th.
Yep, that's the plan. That is the current plan.
Hopefully you are listening to this on my real birthday. And if you forgot it was my birthday and you're a listener, you can be like, yo, Maggie, happy birthday.
Right. Venmo her some cash. Tweet her. She has an Amazon wish list too. So
I have all of these. You can buy me stuff. You can buy me things. I love things. So yeah, birthday day, I took off work. I'm just like, whatever, fuck it. I don't care. I'm not doing anything. And then Friday morning, I'm going down to see Joseph and Ashley and spending the weekend with them. And we're going to have Fev brunch on Saturday. And awesome. That is the plan.
Yay.
I'm trying to block off tomorrow. I also had used trickery to make my friend Will hang out with me on Thursday by not telling him it was my birthday, because I was pretty sure that if he knew it was my birthday, that he would be like, what? No, weird. So I was just like, these are all the times I can get together, or at any time on Thursday, where I was like, 2 to 3 Wednesday, after 6 p.m. Monday. Like, I gave him all these things. I was like, or any time on Thursday. Right. That was my trickery.
Did he fall for it?
Yes. Did
he fall for any time on Thursday?
Yes, he did. And then said after 3, and I was like, great, this is going to work out great. I'll go hang out with him. We'll get coffee and talk and that'll be lovely. I'll get to see a friend and then I'll drive back through Ipsy and pick up Palm Palace for birthday dinner.
Fun. That's
the plan. And then today he goes, so like 5 on Wednesday or on Thursday. And I was like, what? No. I mean, I get that 5 is after 3, but that is way too close to dinner.
Right.
I said, well, I had told him that I promised my parents I would pick up carry out, which is true. I did. Did not tell him it was my birthday. But in my head, I'm like, you're trying to ruin my birthday dinner.
Right.
Even though I didn't tell him. No. I didn't tell him.
You said 3. You're not ruining my birthday dinner.
Yeah. After 3, I thought meant we would be starting at some point between 3:30 and 4:30. And if 4:30 was it, then I would have like an hour to hang out. And then I'd have to leave Canton by like 5:30. And it would probably take me an hour or a little more to order the food, pick up the food, drive to get the food and drive home. Right. So like 6:30 dinner seemed reasonable, but like later than that seems not reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah. So anyway, now Will and I are having coffee tomorrow on Wednesday. And not my birthday. But it's still my birthday week. So it's fine. It's a birthday hangout.
I had to move to Wednesday?
Yeah. Because it has to be 5. I don't understand.
Right.
Why would you say after three when what you really meant was five?
Right. Like, don't say that.
Right. Wouldn't you think after three meant like 3:30 or four?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it could be any time after three, but in my head, it'd be like, it would be like three. Three yeah. or after.
Right. But like five is too far after three. Yeah. That's 2 whole hours after the time that you said after.
Yeah.
Also, I was making assumptions because I kept on being like, for the past many weeks, being like, well, I have a huge break on Tuesday and Thursday between 4:30 and 8. And he kept on acting like that was way too late.
Right.
So I was also making an assumption on that. If he thought that 5 o'clock was too late all those other Thursdays that I offered it to him, why is 5 o'clock an appropriate time this Thursday?
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was involuntary.
Fucking boys.
Truly, that was the involuntary noise. Men and their inability to say what they're actually thinking. Say the words that you actually mean.
Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Birthday and Biden. That's really what's all going on.
Birthday and Biden. I really fucking hate it when Amazon's like, verify your card. Like, motherfucker, no, I can't verify my card. That's why it's saved. Like, I honestly don't think I have the card.
It's my
Amazon card. Like, it just magically saves and I can use it for everything.
Right. So when I first was in Random Acts of Amazon, I know, sweetie, I know. The online group, the one mm-hmm. where I met Robert.
Yay, Robert.
I know. I've been messaging him a bunch this week. So good to have him on for the last episode. And yeah. I was really hopeful that, like, with Biden winning, that, like, Robert's going to have a path to citizenship.
Yes.
It's my hope.
Yeah.
He does not share. I mean, he shares the hope, but he does not think that is likely. I get it.
I really don't know anything about Kamala, but I feel like her background as a prosecutor and a lawyer, like, would make her want to possibly take on immigration as one of the things she tries to fix, you know, I think, like,
that's a reasonable guess.
Reuniting babies with their families, and having a real strong and viable path to citizenship in our country. Because right now, doing it the old-fashioned way is a 20-year wait list.
It's wild.
You know, the easiest way to gain citizenship in our country is to come to school here and then get a job. That's the easiest way. It's also the most expensive way. The next easiest way is to get married to someone, but you still have a lot of work to do for that.
Yeah, one of the things that you have to prove is that you sleep in the same bed. And I was like, I could never marry somebody for their immigration because I can't sleep in the same bed as another person. Every time, I'm not even lying, every time in the last 4 years that I spent the night at some place that was not my home, I ended up on that person's couch because I hated sharing a bed with them so much.
Yeah.
I like got up and crawled to their couch like a psychopath. Because I did not like being in the same bed as another person.
Right. And then, like, the way you think is could be the easiest, but is actually the hardest, is the sponsorship option.
Yeah.
So, and that's the one with the 20-year wait list. You know, people who have either were born here legally and have family in other countries, or immigrate here legally and then want to sponsor additional family members.
Right.
Like, and that's the hardest to achieve.
Yeah.
So our immigration system needs a full once over. And quite frankly, the more I follow Indigenous people on TikTok, the more I'm just like, anyone from North America has a right to this country.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone from Turtle Island has a right to this country, which includes Mexico and Central America. You want to come here? Awesome. We stole the land from you anyway, so come on over.
I mean, borders are made up anyway. Like, we just made them up.
Just randomly made them up.
So, also, as I've previously stated many times, if all the borders were open, global GDP would go up 4%.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking much. That's so much. It would be good. It would be good for the economies. So, yeah. What else did I have to talk about? I don't remember. Oh, this is cute. This is very cute. So, on Friday, I went to Bell's Diner in Ann Arbor, which is carry out only because they're so tiny. Like, all of their tables are just all crammed together. I don't know if you've been to Bell's Diner on Stadium, but...
No, I haven't.
Tiny. It's a tiny diner, and half of the menu is Korean. So, I got 3 things of bibimbap at the diner, and then drove back to Dexter and sat in the park by the gazebo with students of mine. So we sat at like opposite ends of a big picnic table at the park and chatted and caught up.
That is really great. That is a great, safe, and healthy activity.
And then they brought me a birthday present, a bunch of candy, and some weed candy.
Yay, weed candy.
And then the next day, the older one got engaged.
Aww.
Like, I'd just seen her and she'd been talking about her boyfriend and catching me up in her life. And I was like, I mean, in my head, I was thinking, because she had gone to school in Tennessee and they had been living in Tennessee. And during the pandemic, because Tennessee didn't really go on lockdown, she was, she was selling, you know, she was being pharmaceutical rep. So, yeah. They were like, okay, great. We want to send you back into hospitals because there's no lockdown in Tennessee. Like, you know, the people in New York can't go because they're not on lockdown. They are on lockdown, but you're not. So you have to go to hospitals to sell drugs. And she was like, I have to do what now?
The hospitals won't let her in. Oh, I guess in Tennessee they might have, but like they wouldn't have let her in here. I tried to take Catherine to a doctor appointment with me in May.
Yeah,
and they wouldn't let her in with me. Can't you get someone to watch her? I'm like, no, motherfucker, I can't. Like, one, like, I could have. But two, like, they don't know that. And three, like, I wanted to throw a bitch fit for those who legit don't have other options.
Also, you know? You and your daughter are the same germ circle.
Yes.
So having her in there with a mask on is literally no different from you being in there with a mask.
She couldn't be there because she was a minor. I was like, what does that have to got to do with it? Well, you don't need her here. It's just for you. I was like, I need her here because there's no other person to have her.
Right.
You can't. No, I can't leave her with anyone. We're in a pandemic. You want to leave your child with some stranger? Like, plus, like, how privileged are you to think that people can just like, I need this doctor appointment. I have an infection and now I can't get the care I need because you won't let me in because my daughter's a minor.
Yeah. That's
like, go fuck yourself.
Wild. That's wild.
So anyway, sorry. That was a tangent.
No.
Can you tell I'm still fired up about it? Well, that's health disparities. Like, That's one of the huge things that's, you know, plagues our country is access to, not only access to affordable healthcare, and when I say healthcare, I use that as the big umbrella of like, I need to go to the doctor healthcare, not the insurance healthcare, but access to healthcare, and then affordability of healthcare, and you're denying me the access to the care that I need. And that's like, that's not cool.
Right. Right. No, it's not. No.
I like legit pay students to study that shit to prove that your practices are wrong. So change your fucking policies. Anyway.
So I know I've told this podcast, this story on the podcast before about birthday pie as a child. Yes.
I think so.
All right. So refresher. When I was, let's say 12, I told my mother that I just wanted a pie that I didn't have to share with anybody. I didn't even ask for gifts. I just wanted a pie. And instead of birthday cake, she got me a pie, and she also got me presents, and I had to share my pie with them because
she didn't get anything else. So she couldn't even listen to you. Like, she should have got two fucking pies. One for Maggie, one for everyone else.
Bakes her own pies. So it's not getting pies. It's make, it's
could have made pies.
So, right.
Like, what the shit? That's all you asked for. Like, how hard is that?
It's actually incredibly hard. The pie drama continues. So I tried to do this again. And my mom goes, well, but like, your dad and I have to have a little slice.
No, I want my own motherfucking pie. How hard is that for you to understand?
It's apparently
make yourself a tartlet.
Incredibly difficult for her to understand. So on Sunday, a parent brought me a pie. And I was like, I'm going to use this pie to get the pie that I want.
Right.
I'm going to use this pie as leverage because, unfortunately, the pie that she bought me had lard. They used lard in it.
Mm.
Do you know what happened the last time I ate a lard crust pie?
Yeah, you shat your brains out for like a week.
Yeah, I like died. My insides all came out. Yeah. Everything that was inside was now on the outside.
That was like a great 10-pound loss, wasn't it? That's like the lard cleanse.
Not doing lard pie again. So I explain the pie situation to them, and I'm like, so would you be willing to trade this pie for that pie? And they went for it, although my mother has complained more than once about how that pie is not as good as her pies.
Then make two fucking pies. I handmade 86 goddamn sugar cookies with royal frosting on it.
That's right, you did.
You can make two pies.
She just does not want me to have my own. You know, here's the thing. I just wanted to eat the pie without like worrying if somebody else didn't have enough pieces. Like, I just wanted to like fully get to eat a third of a pie as one piece, right? And then also not have to worry if like I was overdoing it or like offending anybody or eating somebody else's. It's
your pie.
It's my pie.
You can do whatever the fuck you want with it.
Yeah, and I ate it, a bunch of it with dinner last night, and I ate a bunch of it with breakfast this morning. And now I have about a third of a pie left. So I'm going to have eaten it in three sittings.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Approved.
Yeah. So that's the story of how old am I going to be on Thursday? So 24 years later, 26 years later, I finally got the pie that I wanted. No, my mom does not. She thinks that her pies are precious, which they are. That's why I wanted one. I was like, you don't understand. This is a gift. You're giving me a gift. This is a gift of a pie.
Would you make me share my gift with you?
I'm asking for a pie gift. Oh, that's okay. I finally got my pie and they got to eat the lard pie.
Yeah, they got to watch those ingredients there.
Yeah, I actually noticed it pretty much right away. Like, yeah. I was taking a picture to send to the girls because the college girls all know this story. And I was like, oh shit, there's vegetarians in there and they're going to, because you can read the ingredients and it says lard. Like, I noticed it right after I sent it to them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I have a pie plan. So I'm so glad that it worked out. Birthday pie!
Birthday pie! Man.
I think those are all my stories.
I pooped. We can wrap it up. Like a dick.
Yeah, because I have to get up super fucking early tomorrow to get my hair cut.
You do. I will vouch for that. Like, I thought like super early is generally like 10 a.m. for Maggie, but this is like... Leave the house at 8:30, right?
No, wake up at 8:30.
I'll wake up at 8:30.
The appointment is at 10, but it takes me more than a half hour to get there.
Yeah.
So if I set the alarm for 9, I wouldn't make it like from the alarm going off to getting like leaving the house. I would not make it in 25 minutes.
Ugh. My house is so dusty and full of hair. Do you know anyone I can pay to come dust it?
I don't.
I don't know. Everywhere.
I don't know who does that. Is that your dog making noises? Who's making noises?
That's my husband walking up the stairs.
Oh, it sounded like scratching. Like
my partner on our very creaky stairs.
I see.
Yeah. Can't sneak around in this house. All of our doors are janky and our stairs creak. So, except Scott fixed Catherine's door. I was like, why'd you do that? Now I can't tell when she's coming and going. Like parents depend on that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm like, don't you dare fix that exchange door. Like, that is perfect. I know the secret to getting in and out of that door without a sound. Those teenagers don't know how to do that. And right. It's loud as fuck. Anyway.
All right. Wrap things up.
256, maybe?
I don't know. Literally do not remember. You check for me. Thanks, Mom. Find us on all of like the podcast places to listen to because we're on them. We are That More Thing. Also, find us on our Facebook page. We post delightful content. And then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 256 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie. Bye.